Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from White and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball towards center. Geiger catches it and throws to first to double up Maris. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lump. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Frank House now catching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Geiger scores. Jensen moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder throws the ball into Boone, who tags Button trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jensen scores. Malzone scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0-for-1 in the game. Casale bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tuttle scores. It's 4-2. Red Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 1 in the game. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Sitoris now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Sitoris covering, for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Kent Hadley pinch runs for Ray Boone. Leo Keeley now pitching. Hal Smith pinch hits for Frank House. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Hadley moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.